producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea to do. In fact, if you're feeling like you don't need to do it today, which is fine, you may want to just write it down someplace. Or you don't even have to write it down. You could just go to drjoy.com and there's the number should you forget it. Although 855-99-DR-JOY isn't all that hard to remember. You guys are smart. Okay, we're talking with Aaron, who's got a charming 5.5-year-old. Who is smart and everybody loves him. He's done very well in nursery school, and then he was in a Montessori school and something didn't quite work for him. So what was the event last week?
Thank you. Yeah. So basically last week, one of his buddies who he plays well with, they wanted to both clean out a soap jug, and they couldn't decide who would get to do it, and they were frustrated and kind of pushing into each other and getting a little physical, not like hitting each other, but very upset, you know, as it escalated, and the teacher said that they were kind of pressing their heads into each other, and the teachers didn't do anything. They just kind of like let them resolve it, apparently, and one of the boys sat in a chair and calmed down, and my son went in the corner and cried and looked out the window, and he was just upset about what had happened, and he told the teacher, "I don't want to talk to you," and the music class went on while he was in the corner, and, you know, he was, and this is typical, like, if he gets upset at home, too, you know, he takes a little time to calm down. Then another child had a ceramic plate that was having a snack, and it broke. And the teacher said, lovely, scientific-minded, our son went over and picked up a piece of it to look at. And the teacher said, "Your mommy will be mad at you if you don't give that to me." He didn't want to hand it to her at first, so she said that, "Your mommy will be mad." And then he just kind of froze. That's kind of what he does when he's, like, thinking. And his hand was, like, loose enough that she was able to just take it out of his hand. And then she threw it in the garbage. And then she told us that he said, "You're really annoying me."
She's annoying me, and I don't even know her.
Right. Okay. Thank you. Okay. So then, this is totally out of left field for him. He walked out of the classroom with his jacket on and said, "I'm going to get in the car and drive to my daddy's work." And apparently, yeah, you got to love this kid. He's going to be a great adult someday. And he is like an adult. He's so smart. And he went into the head of school's office and told her about his plan and how. And then it became he wanted to go see his cousin who was in Nevada, and she entertained him for a while and finally said, you know, "Well, we have to keep you here." And they called us, at which point, you know, my husband and I just decided he had had such a rough day, we would just pick him up because of they tried to let him, like, go to recess, and he still seemed sort of angry. Okay, so he's also the only black kid in the school, so that probably doesn't help things, like,
I don't think that was it.
I don't think that was it at all, but I just think, like, over the course of as he's getting older, he's feeling like they're kind of zoning in on him a little. And so,
Careful! Be careful! You don't project, Sugar Plum. I mean,
I know. This is what the teacher told me. I didn't really feel that way, but she says, "Well, I think he knows he's different." That's what she said to me. So I'm just kind of reiterating that. I don't actually think that.
Well, I mean, I think it's a question to ask him to just say, "All right, so you took him out of there because he said, I'm not playing anymore. I'm done with this. This is not okay."
Yeah, right. So like that day he went home, and I went home from work after and said, you know, we had a meeting at school actually already scheduled, but I stopped at home to say, "Hi, honey, I'm sorry you had a rough day." And he looked, you know, shaken by what had happened. And so we did decide to send him back the next day, but, like, weren't feeling great about it. And at the meeting after school, the day this event happened, the teachers were like, "Well, we really feel like this is beyond our scope of what we can help," and referred him to go to therapy. And And I'm a fan of therapy. Like, I love therapy. We have a family counselor ourselves, you know, and I said, well, I just was processing it. And so, like, the weekend passed and I contacted his old preschool teacher who I deeply respect, and told him, I said, what should we do? Like, we kind of don't like the school. We're so sick of this stuff. And he said, talk to your son. He honestly wasn't a fan of Montessori for other reasons, but he said that, you know, talk to our son and ask him, how is he feeling when he goes there? Is he happy? And, you know, and so I did what the teacher said over the weekend. We went for a drive, and I said, are you happy at school? And he said, no, I like my friends. And I said, how do you feel like when we drop you off? And he kind of, like, didn't say a lot, like, kind of a negative shaking of the head a little bit or something. And I said, honestly, Mommy and Daddy haven't been really happy either. And I said, let's find a new school. And I said that because that's what the teacher recommended. So we actually knew that there was an opening at his old school where he had had a really good, you know, relationships. And they have a great pre-K program with people, you know, that know him already. And so we actually enrolled him for Monday and notified the school, you know, that we didn't feel like it was working. And I'm so upset about it, honestly, because part of me was afraid, like, it is something with my son, but I don't really feel that way. But it's hard, you know.
All right, and, fair enough. I got it.
So this is your take on it, basically.
Okay. I think that the salient factor, as far as I'm concerned, is the bullying behavior that the teacher pulled, which is the kid was unhappy and saying, you know, your mother wouldn't want you to do this. I think she was out of order. I think she was completely wrong to do that. And I think that your son, I mean, look, he's 5 and a half, but he sounds bright and he sounds smart. And for me, and this is projecting a little bit.
Yeah.
I am a perfectly reasonable person to get along with unless I think that somebody's been unfair, that something's just not fair. And then I'm impossible. I mean, I just dig in. And I think that's what he did. That who the hell are you to tell me how my mom would behave? I know my mom. And, I mean, he's 5 and a half, so he's very likely not going to articulate it. But it's kind of like if you and your husband were in a fight and you said to your husband, well, your mother says that you've always been a jerk. I mean, your husband's going to be furious at that moment. You don't bring in other people. You don't do a pile-on. And I think even a 5 and a half year old, especially a bright, sensitive 5 and a half year old, gets, you know, don't you tell me what my mom's going to do. And I think that was really the gist of it. So it was the teacher, I think. The Montessori, look, some kids thrive on structure. Some kids thrive on the chaos that I think is Montessori. Mm-hmm. And it's not that one is good and one is bad. It's just that they're going to work very differently for very different kids.
Yeah.
So this was an experiment. Your kid does much better in a structured environment because he knows what the rules are. He's very good at interpreting the rules. He's very good at following the rules. So so this was just the wrong school for him, and the teacher was an idiot. I mean, that's just not a fair thing to do. It really is not.
Yeah, that's very helpful to hear. I'm so grateful. I actually was thinking about you all weekend because I've called you before and you've always given me the best advice. So I was like, oh, I hope, you know, we didn't mess up by pulling him out.
I don't know whether I will have pulled him out or not, to be quite honest, because I think there is some value in kids sort of learning to deal with the situation. Mm-hmm. But in this particular situation, I think the teacher was 100% wrong. And but it would also be helpful, I think, whomever your therapist was or whomever you talked to, who said, find out how he's feeling. I would say to him, what's your best part of school and what's your worst part of school and which teachers did you like and why did you like them? Spend a little time sort of searching through his brain a little bit. It sounds like he's articulate, he's smart, he's wise. And I think the more that you can understand what's going on for him, which also allows him to process, the better both of you will be on this. What you don't want him to do is feel that that somehow, you know, the school was we don't run from situations that make us uncomfortable because we never learned anything from it, and unfortunately tend to schlep those things around with us. So I think what you're really trying to do at this moment is just do a little bit more situation about, okay, you know, what did you like about this? What didn't you like about it? What can we do to make it better? So he feels, first of all, that it's not a failure on his part, that he didn't do really anything bad or wrong. Mm-hmm. And he was just saying, I'm done. I'm not playing with you guys anymore. So I do a little bit more sort of insight for him about what's going on. All right? If you need to stay on with me a bit more, stay on. If not, go talk to
him. I understand. I have one other follow-up.
All right. Fair enough. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro 1G 2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information, your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up, so am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallets and badge holders. IDStronghold.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-993-7569. Right, we're talking at this moment with Aaron, who has a kind of cool 5.5-year-old who got fed up with school, which I tend to agree with. I think some schools said your mother would not be happy if you did this. I mean, that's really not okay.
Yeah.
And he just sort of got that, you know, don't tell me what my mom's going to do or not do. You know, that I think she was being. What's the word? Not fair, among other things. I mean, I think he was right to be upset about it.
Yeah,
I'm
thank
not
you.
Sure storming out was exactly the right idea, but I think most of us at some point have done that.
Yeah, and that's the thing. It's like now I'm just kind of taking a step back, and, you know, I think that's kind of the culminating thing of this whole year of some kind of negative interactions with him.
Well, I think that was not the right environment for him. He's a kid who does well with structure. And he's
exactly.
also, let's face it, I mean, he's used to being a little prince. I mean, he's smart and he's sensitive and his parents adore him and everybody else adores him. And he is different and he figures that's probably pretty cool. So Montessori was just not the right place for him.
Exactly. And I guess, like, it's funny you call him the little prince because, like, back where he, in his birth country, people call him that because he has this effect on people. He's like deadly handsome too.
I think the emphasis is not, was a teacher kind of a dummy? Because she was. I think that there are people who are very gifted in dealing with very young kids, and there are people who are not. And she's not.
Yeah.
I mean,
right.
think about having to call in, you know, the great goddess mother to get your kid to get a kid to do something. That's outrageous.
Yeah, I know.
And he had the same sense of outrage. I mean, I think that's the point.
Yeah.
But again, the emphasis is not, did we find a teacher who's not the world's best at dealing with this kind of kid? I think the issue is that we need to understand. He needs to process a little bit more of what's the deal here, and why did you do this, and what are you going to do, and you know, and what kind of teachers do you like, and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's the thing. Like, we're meeting his new teacher at the place that he's familiar with, and you know, I think everybody, it's much more structured, and I'm just kind of wondering when we introduce him to her, like, if you have any suggestions about, like, how to kind of, just for this transition. So, like you said, we're not always running away from difficult situations. But
I would have him go through it with you of what his feelings were about it, and say, look, not everybody's going to think you're wonderful all the time, and your mom and dad do, but there are going to be other kids who need more time and more attention than you do, and that may be part of it for him, is that he feels that he, you know, that attention must be paid, and he wasn't getting all the attention that he wanted.
Yeah.
I mean, but again, rather than assume what was going on, that we should talk with him, hold him on your lap, or take him for a walk,
and
just say, okay, tell me what, you know, who's your favorite teacher at Montessori and why, and what was the one you didn't like, and what kind of, if you were going to be a teacher, what would you have done in this situation? I mean, help him look at his own feelings, and that will dissipate any sense of shame or discomfort about this, because he's not going to be a little prince every place. I mean, it sounds like he's a wonderful kid and will probably do very well, and he'll probably be president at some point, but there's going to be school and adolescence and high school and college between all of that, so it's not a bad idea for him to learn and play well better with others as opposed to just adults. And this was an adult that was not, you know, who's not the, it sounds to me, the most gifted at dealing with this kind of kid. I mean, the very fact that somehow she's an adult and she has to bring you into the mix to get, you know, to get him to comply. I mean, that, think about what that means. He's 5 years old.
Right.
I'm going to bring in. That's wait till your dad comes home. I mean, that's just nonsense. But he's not used to being treated that way, and yada yada. But the issue is not a mediocre teacher. The issue is, you know, how do we help him so that this in no way is negative to him, and he understands things, and he also understands, he doesn't repeat this, because if you're not careful, he got a lot of secondary gain from this. You and dad both came and got him, and he gets to go to a different school, and so that's why it's really important to get his take on it. And then when he says, because at some point, if I'm correct, it may be that he is going to he is going to at some point say she was mean to me or she wasn't nice to me.
And what he's already told us that. Yeah.
All right, but then you can say how was she mean? What did she do that was mean?
Okay.
And then what you're going to have to do is say to him, you know what? Not everybody is going to like you all of the time.
Yep.
And so that's really important to have a little bit of a session where we talk about what the good news is and what the bad news is and what we liked and what we didn't like. And then we explain to him that not everybody's going to think you're a little prince. Mom and dad, and that may be of the whole issue is my mom would never do that because I'm the prince. My mom loves me. And that may be as much his irritation as anything else. Well, I mean, it's okay, and she was not a very good teacher, but he's going to run into some other mediocre teachers. So the deal is, all right, how do we deal with it? And what we could probably say to him is, okay, when mom comes, we'll ask her. And that's all he really had to say.
Yeah.
I mean, he's 5 and a half, and so we really don't expect him to do it. But you can give him that sense of here's how to deal with an overbearing person.
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to, you know, that we either knuckle under or that we somehow get on our coat and go home.
Exactly. Yeah. Okay. And knuckling over at times, and you also speaking. Yeah. That's where I feel like his age is. This will get easier, hopefully, with the dialogue around it as he gets.
Well, that's
older.
Yeah. That's why you need to talk with him about it.
Yeah, thank you so much, Dr. Joe. We also have a couples counselor we've gone to, and we could even bring him with us to, like, let him talk about it. I don't know if that would be a good idea.
Well, I'll try with him first. I mean, again, we don't want to make this any larger than we absolutely
larger.
Have
exactly.
To.
No, you're right. You're right. So
if anything, I think we want to diminish this, not increase it. And having one more adult. I mean, he does fine with adults except his teacher. In fact, if you think about it, the real problem with the teacher is he responded to her as an adult would, which is, to hell with you. You know, you're bullying me. I'm not going to go. I'm not going to play.
Yeah, exactly.
And he's not, and in some cases, I mean, as you point out, he'll be a very successful adult. But there's a bunch of years between now and being able to carry his full weight. So, and helping him to understand that, helping him to understand, well, maybe the teacher was frustrated, didn't know how to deal with it, and she has other kids. And I mean, talk him through this. I don't know if I'd take him to your therapist, because that's just more him being able to show off for another adult.
Yeah. Okay, sounds good. Well, thank you tremendously. I'm so grateful for your wisdom and throughout the years.
Well, you're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you. Right. Take care. Okay,
thank
bye.
You, ma'am. Yeah, I'm getting kind of all these little gold stars that isn't something you want to call. Manny, would you like to criticize me or something at this moment?
No.
Aren't you tempted?
Nah, never.
Never. Actually, for those of you who remember Greg, I got an email from him today saying he still had a soft spot for us, so that was good. All righty, 855-993-7569. You got something on your mind? I got some time for you. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
I'm all about keeping it simple. Been getting the same haircut from the same guy for 20 years. You can't beat simple. That's why the first place I turn to when I need something is Grainger. I don't want one place for my safety products and another for my abrasives. Grainger has over 1.2 million products and the solutions I need to help keep this place running. Grainger. Simple. Simple. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is an important message to all listeners. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, the tax pros at OIC Tax want to help you. OIC Tax is dedicated to helping taxpayers just like you with their IRS problems.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS. I was working long hours and weekends just to make ends meet. To make matters worse, the IRS was about to garnish my wages, and I needed to file several years of back tax returns. Then I called the tax professionals at OIC Tax. They stopped the IRS from garnishing my wages. They even placed my account into the IRS's financial hardship program so I don't have to make any payments to the IRS. That's right, no payments to the IRS while I'm in this program.
Call OIC Tax today to see if you qualify for the IRS's hardship program. Call 800-272-9128. Call now and mention you heard this radio commercial and receive 10% off their already low fees. 800-272-9128. That number, 800-272-9128. Call now, 800-272-9128.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Okay, in a world where I know we're sort of beginning to be frightened of everything, I have something new for you to be frightened about. Although I remember in medical school that somebody brought this up. Turns out that there's a kid in Italy who was taken to the hospital because he was having seizures. And he also had hypertensive. And they noticed his teeth were all black. And they said, what had he been eating? And it turns out he'd been eating like 20 pieces of licorice. And it's kind of undefined about whether that means 20, you know, how much licorice. But licorice has got a factory. Let's see if I can remember the name of it. I don't even know that I could actually pronounce it. But I remember in medical school they said that that licorice could trigger seizure activity. He's been eating 20 pieces of licorice every day for the past few months. Why would you let somebody eat, I mean, that's, if nothing else, the sugar? Let's see if they can find, you can get brain swelling, you can get, it was bologna. I'm trying to find the name of the, they said, licorice maker should list how much licorice should be consumed on the package to avoid overeating. I mean, you'd think that's a lot. Let's see, stained black teeth, it's called glycyrrhizin. That isn't, I don't think I ever knew that in medical school. It's glycyrrhizin. If nothing else, you never want to eat anything that you, whose ingredients you cannot pronounce. I believe that very firmly. And this is certainly falls in that category. And it's black licorice, not strawberry or licorice, for those of you who know. And I don't know if strawberry licorice has the same stuff in it or not. Probably so, but I'm not sure. 855-99 Dr. Joy. Cindy, you are on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Yes, hi, Dr. Joy. My husband's parents were divorced when he was 8.
Okay.
And his mom has since died, remarried, and passed away. But his stepdad, he's very close to. We live about 2 miles away from him.
Okay.
He's 88 years old now, about 88 and a half. He'll be 89 in June.
Okay.
And he's living in my husband's house. It's a small home, but house that my husband was raised in. And he's had prostate cancer,
mm-hmm.
and he has bone cancer.
Okay.
But the prostate cancer he's getting treatment for, and it seems to be helping.
Yeah.
It tires him out, but it's helping. And the bone cancer, well, they said it's in remission, but he's tired in the afternoon so much. We don't know for sure. And he has, we're the only relatives he has in town, and then he has relatives. The closest one would be like 300 miles away. Nephew, he has nephews and nieces, but one nephew in particular and his wife come to see him the most. And the nephew's wife, she's very aggressive, very confident, and she really kind of gives me the impression she doesn't care what other people think of her. And so she has gone through every closet in his house and spoken up for it and say she wants it when he dies, or she has taken it. You know, she'd ask him and take it. He has a grandfather clock in his house, and she asked him for it after he dies, and he put it in his, he just hand wrote it in his will on the paper so he wouldn't have to go back to the lawyer. And now she'll say, well, I want this antique beer glass. I want the coffee grinder, the antique coffee grinder. And he doesn't have much, you know, but she had asked him for a sewing machine, an antique sewing machine in the basement that was my husband's grandmother's. And we would have probably ended up selling it and could have gotten like $200-$300 for it. But she asked him for it, and she refinished it. And we could have gotten $200 outright for it. And she's just very aggressive and very...
Cindy, is there anything in your stepdad's house that either you or your husband really want?
Well, he has his wife's, my husband's mother's wedding ring, you know, in a safety deposit box,
okay.
I believe, just right in their home. But I can't really prioritize it now when, you know, he's still here, because, that, you know, that's his. But I just can't believe how, like, he gave away the nephew's wife's bottle capper, you know, to make beer or root beer.
Root beer, yeah.
My husband was going to make a plan on making root beer after he retired, and he gave
Cindy,
that away.
How much do you think the topper is worth?
Well, probably as an antique, but, I mean, it was useful. You could use it.
Well, but it's probably, like a $40, $50 item at most?
I don't know. I really don't know.
Listen, kiddo, listen. This is not an uncommon situation. And there are two ways of looking at it. All right? One is, you don't ask, you don't get. So if there's something that you want, and it certainly is something as valuable as his mother's wedding ring, I would certainly just make provisions and have your husband talk to his father or stepfather, and that probably is in the will. But check if that's important to and it really is going to be more important to your husband than to you, because you're kind of a, you know, you're the wife, but you're not direct kinfolk.
Well, so, she's not either. You know, that's what really bothers
Cindy, listen to me. Two ways of looking at it. Either there's something that you want, and I'm sure he'd be glad to give it to you and get it now. If there's, or you don't ask, you don't get, and he's grateful for the company, and as you know, the out-of-town folks are always treated better than the in-town folks because they're seen less frequently.
Right.
I mean,
I'm
the beneficiary of that because I'm the one who goes home every once in a while, and it's like my brothers and sisters at that moment are chopped liver because they live close and my mother sees them more often, so
right.
I'm the little princess. And it's
right.
not because I'm nicer, just because I'm just there less often. And
yeah.
I acknowledge that. I am very grateful to both my brother and sister who take much better care of my mom than I do just because they're there.
Right.
So I get that. But and I'm always the one who's not there, so I never get any of the goodies when anybody leaves. So there are two ways of dealing with it. If there's something you really want, ask for it. Or decide that all of this stuff is just stuff.
Right.
That none of it makes any difference, and if they feel that that's something that they want to remember, you guys have all the memories and all the interactions and all the Sunday brunches and all the going over and seeing them and sharing time with him, and they have to settle for stuff. So, you know, either decide to ask for what you want or just let it go. Who cares? There's nothing that that even a $200 sewing machine, and I'm not sure you could get $200 for it.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's not going to change your life.
Right. But what gets to me is that she's
Cindy,
so aggressive.
Cindy, you got to let it go. You're not going to be able to do anything about it. You're going to make a hole in your stomach. You're going to make an enemy. You're going to make yourself miserable for no payoff. Nobody is going to come and say, gee, Cindy, you're so nice for saying that. Let it go. It has nothing to do with you. If that's what floats your boats, if having things and talking, taking a lonely old man and talking him out of stuff is how she wants to view the world, view karma as a boomerang. Let it go. It has nothing to do with you. All you'll do is make yourself miserable.
Could I ask you one more question?
Of course.
He'll be 89 in June.
Right.
And my husband doesn't think. I mean, he just is so tired in the afternoon and sleepy and that.
Yep.
My husband said he's not going to make it another couple years.
Who knows?
So whenever they come here, whenever his nephew and the wife come here for family, even for a family reunion, we have a family reunion once a year. And every, like, 7 or 8 years, it's at his house or our house or wherever. And she always says, well, we're going to stay at his house. You know, we got the extra bedroom. He only has 2 bedrooms. We got the extra, you know, she always speaks up for it first.
Cindy?
And just, I'm thinking, like, when something does happen to him, she's going to be calling and saying, well, we're going to sleep there. And how can we, is there any way that we can prevent that from, you know, that
Cindy,
she won't
why do you care? Why do you care?
Well, I just don't want, it's like she's getting away with something that, you know,
Cindy,
my husband's or.
Cindy, why do you care? Let it go. There is nothing, look, first of all, you're going to make your stomach hurt. Second of all, you're going to appear petty to everybody else. He may be 89, but he's not stupid. If he doesn't want them there, he'll toss them out. You have a husband that you love. He is fortunate enough to have a stepfather still alive that you guys can interact with. You get the memories. You get the interaction. And if you don't get any of the loot, your lives will in no way be diminished by it. It's not like he's taking anything away from you. And the fact that she views herself as entitled, who cares? There's always somebody who thinks that and quite often there are people who feel that they don't get their fair share because nobody really likes them. Let it go. What I would do is just be stupid and cheerful because you're going to make a hole in your stomach. You're not going to affect her behavior. And you're going to make yourself look petty. If there's something that's really important to you.
You wouldn't recommend that
it.
When something does happen to him to say the house is closed until after?
To what benefit? Let me put you on hold. I'll walk you through this.
Okay.
Cindy, you're going to make a hole in your stomach for no reason. Honest. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare? Having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, we're talking with Cindy, who is somewhat beleaguered by an aggressive in-law who is, she feels, I think, taking advantage of her stepfather-in-law in his dotage. Cindy, I thought of something else, and see if this will work for you. because I have the feeling I'm not actually getting through to you. What if you and your husband went over to your stepfather's in-law's house and made an inventory of everything that's there, made a list, and then sit down with him and say, who would you like this stuff to go to? So instead of it being piecemeal, because there may be an organization he wants to give it to, there may be a next-door neighbor, and just help him with an inventory. And you can also put down anything that you are interested in. Who gets the house? Do you know?
Well, it's in my husband's name and his name. So
so it's joint tenants with rights of survival.
Right. Yeah.
So your husband will get he'll get the house when your father-in-law dies.
It's okay. it's a small, not worth. I mean, there's no garage. There's the plumbing's bad. And
honey, but it's worth more than $200 of a sewing machine.
Right.
All right.
Right.
All right. So you he'll do okay. But that's what I would do. I would go over this weekend and just say to your father-in-law, listen, we just thought we'd make a list of everything that's here, and then you can designate who you'd like it to go to, and then when little greedy, you know, when the greedy Grinnell Hyde shows up, you can say, or you can send an email to everybody in the family saying, Uncle Sam has decided that he's made an inventory of everything in this house, and he's designated where things he would like things to go. And we can that either, and he may want to disperse some of the stuff while he's still alive, just because it's much more fun. People say thank you, but so go over this weekend, make an inventory of everything in the house, including like, you know, I mean, you don't have to do things like paper towel racks, but there may be family silverware. There may be books. I know one of the things that my family tends to fight over is photo albums. And those are really easy, because what you can do is take old, and then quite often it's a good idea anyway, to take old photos and have them recopied. And you can either do them on a DVD, which is great, then send everybody the disc. But quite often old photos deteriorate, but just because everybody gets a copy. So, but go on over there and then sit down with him and see where he'd like to send stuff off. And then you can send Greedy Grinnell the Hyde and everybody else a list that says that he's now designated where he'd like things to go. So in the meantime, let's let him keep everything there. And then it's in the safe deposit box, or it's been filed with his will. So everybody will get what he wanted them to have.
This is just a statement. I mean, this isn't, because you would say nothing can be done about now. But she cleaned out a cedar chest. And years ago, I had laid on the top of it two lace table doilies at the top, because I didn't have any room to store them here. And I laid them flat. Well, he told me that 2 days later, but they were still in town, he had told me she cleaned it out. And I said, oh, those were my doilies I had placed right on the top, and I should have labeled them, and I didn't, and I regret now that I didn't. But he told her those were Cindy's doilies, and, you know, and she never offered to give them back.
Cindy, and I'm going to say this one more time.
I know.
You are wasting your time, your energy, your negativity for no reason. The two damn doilies, how long have they been over at your father-in-law's house?
Yeah, years.
Probably 30. If they were really important to you.
Five at the time, probably five.
Pardon?
Probably 5 years at the time.
If they were really that important, they'd be in your house. They are doilies. If you really want some doilies, all you have to do is go to a flea market, and you will find doilies out the wazoo that you can pick up for a dollar. So stop doing this. I know you don't like this woman. It's okay not to like her. But I wouldn't spend another second of my precious breath, time, energy, emotions, life thinking about her. She is not worth it. You are getting yourself locked in something that is negative for no payoff. It's not like this is going to benefit you. It's not like people are going to say, oh, gee, Cindy, you're a wonderful person. It's not like she's going to say, oh, you know, I'm sorry I've wronged you. Please forgive me. Let me give you a sewing machine. It's not going to happen. So the question is, how much more time, energy, emotion, breath, tears, stomach acid do you want to invest in this woman? Because right now, honey, she's winning.
Well, I haven't
stop
up to this,
playing.
Up to now, right now, I haven't said anything to her, nothing, you know.
It doesn't make any difference. She, you don't have to love her. You don't have to be her friend. But I would give up this notion that she's your enemy. It's not profitable. It just doesn't literally buy you anything. It's not going to get the sewing machine back. It's not going to get the doilies. You want the doilies, go to a yard sale and pick up the doilies. You want the sewing machine, trust me, you can buy an old sewing machine for probably $25. They are heavy.
What's the sentimental value, too, though?
Bunk.
Yeah.
If there's something sentimental that you want over there, ask for it or have it put on the list.
Okay.
Cindy, you got to stop this.
My feeling is she thinks she's getting away with it.
Cindy, Cindy, I give up.
I know. Okay.
Go and be unhappy and wrinkly and bitter all by yourself. I'm not playing anymore. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm just not. I mean, I'm not going to play. And I have the sense that the more I argue with her, the more she's going to believe what she's saying. And I don't want to do that. I don't want to help her be any unhappier than she is. Andrea, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi there. Thanks for taking my call. I didn't really organize my thoughts in my head because it's something that just happened. It's not really a big deal, but I'm due for a call to you anyway.
Okay.
Okay, I'll try to organize. What just happened is it sort of seems to be the pattern in my life. It's not a really big deal. It's just it seems like if I ever have any kind of thunder or something to be happy about, like I know that I need to be humble or quiet about it because it can make people think you're bragging. So anyways, it doesn't usually bother me if it...
Well, wait a minute. Let me, before we go on from that.
Okay.
Yes and no. It sounds like you're one of those people who is truly blessed that wonderful things happen. You just need to figure out, and it may not be more than one or two people that are the ones that you can confide in, because I hear it can create a real problem when you're really happy about something and you share it with somebody that you want to be happy for you and they are envious or jealous or just not supportive. And I think that's true basically of all of us, and it's not even friends, because there are friends who will always tell you that you look great. There are friends that you take shopping for bathing suits because they will tell you when it makes your butt look big. You don't want to confuse the two. And so when something really wonderful has happened, you're right. You can't tell everybody because there's some people who are going to be very threatened by it. But you need
it's
to
bothering
find,
me because it's my family and it's
that's
my
okay. Well, honey, family's the worst. Family is the worst. That's where the original competition starts.
Yeah, I can't believe it. I'm just like so
well,
hurt
but,
at my...
All right, listen, the notion that somehow your family would be pleased is sweetly naive and just not very accurate. That's where the original... What do you think sibling rivalry is all about? It's not code for my family's going to be thrilled. All right, I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX, that's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free ReputationDefender.com.
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.